Let me tell you about estimated times of restoration, because I know everybody.
We are working on getting pods stood up. We have our 8 sites identified. We pushed a mission to the state. We're waiting on the assets to come in. We're hoping to start receiving commodities this afternoon. If we start receiving commodities this afternoon, we're planning on starting first light with the pods. The National Guard is going to assist us. We are working.
16 years to the day that Hurricane Ivan devastated Pensacola, and it's so crazy. This storm was 1 mile per hour short of being a Category 3.
Yeah, nobody thought that was the reality. That was Jimmy Patronis yesterday talking with the Escambia press conference at 10 o'clock, and then before that, Eric Gilmore talking about the pods, the point of distribution for food and water, anticipated to be up today. Robert Bender is the commissioner for District 4 in Escambia County. That's the east half of Pensacola plus Pensacola Beach. He was in the meeting with the governor that they had to cut short the press conference in order to get to. Commissioner, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. When will we be able to expect a point of distribution service for food and water for residents who are at this point still without power and the ability to make safe food and water?
Sure. So there may be some activity at the sites today, but we were having trouble getting the commodity in. There's the I-10 has a water over it, I think, in the Crestview area, and so does 90. And so to be able to get those resources that had been staged to the east, it's becoming a logistics issue. But we do hope to, if we get those in early enough today, we will get those out. But it could be first thing tomorrow morning before they're up and running. And so there may be some activities at the sites with the National Guard getting there and prepping the site, getting everything ready so that as soon as that commodity comes in, we can start to distribute it.
So this is not what we had been hoping for, what Eric had been talking about yesterday, to be able to get these sites up and running this morning or today, because as we know, that 3-day window has kind of come and just about gone now to where, after the storm, right, this is about 3 days out. So you're telling me that we should be expecting, we don't know exactly how long, maybe tomorrow, because of the flooding on I-10 and they cannot get the trucks around to get them here in order to give resources at those sites. Is that right?
Right. They are. I mean, they are working with FHP to get them through if they can. I think really, even though the storm moved through us on, Wednesday, mm-hmm. It still really lashed out the areas to our east for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I really think we're still about the 48-hour mark.
Was it Wednesday morning? My mistake. It's just I have lost all track of days. Honestly, I forget what day it is even. So, okay, you're right. It was about 48 hours. So through tomorrow would be 72 hours. You're right about that. My fault.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm right there with you on not knowing what day it is. So it's, anyway.
It seems like a lot longer.
And so we are working on that. They're slowly getting in. I believe they got one in the Gulf Breeze last night that they're breaking down so they can get it across the Bob Sykes Bridge. They're coming in not as quickly as we would have liked. Because of the I-10.
What is the status on the beach as far as water and sewer service? I'm getting conflicting information. J. Bruce Woody said that water was back up to some degree, and that they, the sewer, the processing was working. Is the beach? But I also heard them talking about portalettes in the press conference. What's the condition on the beach?
So we did deliver portalettes yesterday, and that was as a backup in case it took them longer to get up and running, but those were in place. I believe they were also delivered to the Key, Perdido Key, and maybe one other location or multiple locations along Perdido. Again, that was if we didn't get it going. The last I heard, that water had been restored to Pensacola Beach, and that at least two of the three treatment facilities were operating under power. The water may be intermittent as they continue to find leaks. They did locate the main water break that they were searching for, and then they say that once they were able to locate that, the pressure in the system started to build. Okay. Of course, there are other minor ones and maybe even another big one that they have to search and find. And so as they're doing that process, customers' water may go on and off as they search that. So that's where we are with that. Of course, Gulf Power's back out there again and bringing those resources in as they need.
All right. Well, Commissioner, I know there's a lot of information, and I appreciate it. You know, we wish it would be faster, but, you know, you just can't beat Mother Nature on the front side or the back side trying to get this stuff in. Commissioner Robert Bender for District 4, Escambia County, thank you so much for the time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.